Tonight's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Maras Mindel Mas Eliezer Olehu HaShalom Tehei Nishmas of Tzrura B'Tzrur HaChayim and her Sechut. Tonight's shiur is dedicated. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Elul Agut Mechodesh, the month of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, the month which the Igra de Kala, that was the Bnei Yisoscha, writes that Elul is Rosh Teva, is V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am. Elul is the month in which we are connecting ourselves to Hashem, and Hashem is once again taking us as His people, as mentioned in previous weeks. V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am, the first time around, was between Pesach and Shavuos. Svarim tell us the same occurs between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. These are the 7 weeks corresponding to the 7 weeks of Sfira. Like the Shiva Nekiyim, that Aisha is Metahir herself, Laba'ala. The 7 weeks of Sfira. So too, these weeks, especially beginning tonight, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, V'Lakachti Eschem Li La'am, we are connecting with Hashem and preparing ourselves for the upcoming Chasen of Yom Kippur, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which even though there are 10 days, Asara Yomim Shebein Yom HaKippur, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippur, it's really like one day, one long day, one unit of time. And when we begin the month of Elul, we always begin with Parashas Shoftim. Shoftim is the parasha always read at the beginning of the month of Elul. So there is certainly a connection between this parasha and the month that we're in. The Haftorah this week is the Haftorah of the Shiva de Nechamasa of Yeshaya Perek Nun Aleph. Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem, even higher than Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, because Hashem Himself is comforting the Jewish people. And not only once, but twice. Anochi, Anochi, it's Nechama for Bayis Rishon, it's Nechama for Bayis Sheni, Kiflayim. There was the Chet Chota Yerushalayim, the Churban two times, and then there's the Anochi Anochi Humanachemchem, as the Svarim say, even greater than Anochi Hashem Alekecha that was said by Har Sinai. There was only one time Anochi. Here it's two times. We find throughout this Haftorah, over and over again, the Navi repeats the concept of wake up. His Oireri Kumi Yerushalayim. Hisna'ari may offer kumi livshi bigdei sefaratech Yerushalayim. Uri, uri livshi uzeich tzion. Many times throughout this Haftorah, the Navi is stressing the concept of the wake-up call. Elul is the month of awakening. Elul, we are preparing for Yom Teruah Yihi Elohem, which Teruah is Rosh Hashanah. Teruah is the same letters as Ta'ura. Ta'ura means you should get up. And that's exactly what the Shofar is all about. The Shofar wakes us up. The Shofar, as the Rambam says, wakes us up out of our deep sleep, out of the slumber of the Tardema that we find ourselves throughout the year, that we are sleeping, spiritually we are sleeping, and this is the time to awaken. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, the beginning, Hilchus Hashkamas HaBoker, that we are supposed to get up early in the morning. Shachris is supposed to be at a certain time early in the morning, Zman Kriya Shema. But there's also the idea of waking up the Shachar. That, as David HaMelech said, Ani ma'orer ha-shachar ve'ein ha-shachar ma'orer osi. Based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ura kevoidi ura ha-nevel v'chinoir o'ira shochar. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, is the Shachar, is the morning of time, the Boiker. And Elul is prior to the morning, the Ashmoiras ha-Boiker. Elul is that we get up even earlier. We get up even before the morning star. We are ma'oireh the shachar. We don't wait till Rosh Hashanah. We get up a week before to say slichos. Sfaradim already start this Sunday. We are ma'oireh, Sfaradim say the entire Elul. We are ma'oireh the shachar, as it says in the Mechaber. The Mechaber, who was a Sfaradi, writes, and the Torah brings down the minhagim of many, who used to say the entire Elul slichos. They were waking up a lot earlier than Shachar. We are being Ma'orer the Shachar now, as David did every night. We are doing now, in this month of Elul, we are being Mekayim, the Hisna'ari and the Uri. Even if we're not saying Slichas, those of us who are Ashkenaz, we are listening to the Shofar after davening every day in Elul. We are saying the David Hashem Ori, for those who say it. Many add in Kapitlach Tehillim, every day in Mitzvahs Maisiyah, Yisai Sofen, Liman HaTorah, and Tefillah, and so on. Elul is the month of his Oireros, the month in which we are Ma'ira the Shachar. For some it's a week, for some it's a month. Some start already Chamisha Asa Ba'av, as we mentioned. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is Begematria of Ayashkim, Avraham Ba'boiker. Avraham got so very, very early. Avraham got up even before the Zman that of Oira HaShachar, which is Chamisha Asa Ba'av. It starts already Chamisha Asa Ba'av. And certainly tonight, tomorrow, Friday, which is Rosh Chodesh Elul Mazel Besula, we are becoming like a Besula, Naki, Naki Yihi El Beisai Shana Echas, preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in this parasha of Shoftim, we read about all the leaders of Klal Yisrael. This is the parasha of leadership. In this parasha we have the judges, the Shoftim, the Shotrim, the officers, the police officers, those who uphold the law, as Rashi says. We have the Kohanim Aleviim, we have the Melech in this parasha, Saim Tassim Alecha Melech, and we have a Navi, Navi Akim Lohem Yikarev Acheim Kamoicha. Any type of leadership that exists in Klal Yisrael is found in this week's parasha. One common denominator about all of the leaders is that all of them need the power of speech in order to be able to lead. A shofet, a judge, has to be able to talk. A Navi, Navi comes from the word Niv, Niv Sfasayim. As Rashi says in Parshas Va'era, Be'aharon Achicha Yihye Nivi Echa, Rashi says, Mitur Gemonach, that every Lashon Navu is a Lashon of Dibur. A Kohen, a Levi, also, we find at the end of the parasha, by the topic of Egla Arufa, the Alpihem Yihye Kol Riv V'chol Noga. A Kohen can only decide whether one has a nega or not by the power of speech. He has to utter it from his mouth. Tomeyata Toharata. He can't think it, he has to say it. Kohanim have to be able to speak in order to be able to decide a nega. We find throughout this parasha also about speech. Alpi Shnayim Edim Yakum Dover. We learn about Edis in this week's parasha. Edis has to be Mipihem, Veloy Mipiksovam. By the Zakei Namre, it says Alpi HaToyra Asher Yairucha, Alpi HaDover Asher Yagidulacha. There's a stress in this parasha about speech. Lo sizbach laHashem alaykecha shor voseh asher yihya boimum. The pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, do not slaughter any animals that have blemishes. Koil dovor ra. Chazal tell us this means dibur ra. Dovor is dibur. Pigul. Pigul is bedibur. It's not the machshava. The Kohen has to actually say that he's slaughtering the animal with the intent of eating it past the time that you're allowed in order for it to be pigul. Machshava alone is not enough. It has to be dibur, as Tosfos says in a few places in Shas. Dovor ra is dibur ra. The concept of Shmiras HaDibur, Shmiras HaLashayim, and Shmiras HaPeh. And this is something very important as we enter the month of Elul, because in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we're spending a lot of time utilizing our speech. We're davening to Hashem. We're beseeching, we're asking, we're begging. We're asking for life. We're asking for parnasa. We're asking for health. We're asking for Shaduchim. We're asking for whatever we need, for what Klal Yisrael needs. In order for us to be able to utilize our power of speech, in order for us to be able to dive into Hashem, the mouth has to be pure. It's a klishores. The mouth has to be a pure klishores that serves Hashem. That's right before we say Shemayna Esra, we beg Hashem, Sfasai tiftach, upi yagid tehil asecha. And at the end of the Shemayna Esra, Nitzor l'shoyni meiro, Sfasai midabe mirma. Because without that, how can we expect our tefillos to be mekubal, to be mekuyam? How can our prayers be answered if with the same mouth that we pray, we utter words that should not be said, whatever they may be, whether it's Lashon Hara, Nivul Peh, Rechilus, Dvarim Betelem, and so on. Here the Torah talks to us about the Zahiris of Dibur, Koil Dovar Ra, Lo Sizbach LaHashem Alekecha, Koil Dovar Ra. One will not be able to slaughter, one will not be able to have his prayers accepted, because Tefillah is B'makom Karban. Tefillahs today are instead of karbanos, if one has dibur ra, if one is involved in dibur ra, if one does not purify his speech, and how can he expect to be answered? And Elul is a month among many, many tikkunim in Elul, which really in Elul we're being misak and everything. But one of the shmirais in Elul that we have to work on is the peh, is the mouth. The shach, the sifsei kohen al hatayra, and many others who all seem to say the same thing. On the first pasuk of Shaifzim v'Shaitrim Titan Lach V'chol Sha'arecha, they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every person, every Jew, also every Jew, and every person, Tula Havdol, with Sha'arim, gateways. We have gates in our head and our face to allow the outside influences in. We see what's going on in the outside world, we take it in, we hear, we smell, we breathe, we speak, we eat. Those are the sha'arim, the entrances to the body. What we look at is what we think about, is what we talk about. What we hear is what we talk about. What we inhale, hopefully healthy air, enables us to live a healthy life. Obviously, if a person inhales toxic fumes, he's in trouble. If a person eats poison, he's in trouble. We're very careful medically. We try to be careful physically not to inhale or to eat or take into our bodies even that which we listen to. If a person listens to very loud music, it's known that it's not good for the ears. Like sometimes we hear people in the street with the most booming music. You could even hear it even though they have the headpiece, you could still hear it. Can you imagine how loud it must be? And then they wonder later why they become deaf at an early age. What we listen to, what we look at, what we inhale, what we speak, and what we eat affects our lives. The Torah tells us here, Shaifdim v'shaifdim titam l'chabachol sha'arecha. Besides the literal interpretation, which means that we have to set up a court system, a bezdin of 23 in every single city of every shevet, it also has the interpretation, and this is the introduction to the month of Elul, that we must set up a system. We must judge, we must be very careful by the entrances, by the sha'arim of the body. Very, very careful what we look at, what we listen to, what we allow in. Shaiftim v'shaiftim titan l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, u'befrat, the gateway, which is the mouth. We have to be careful not only what we take in, but also what comes out of our mouth. That it shouldn't be a dovara, it shouldn't be dibura. At the end of the parasha, we read, v'nikshu ha'kehanim b'nei levi, Ki bam bachar Hashem alekecha l'shar sayu levarich b'shem Hashem. The alpihem yihya kol riv v'chol noga. The reason why they have the ability to decide whether one is a mitzora or not, the reason why they have the ability to settle disputes is because they are careful how they utilize their mouths. Yalpihem yihya kol riv v'chol noga. Whereas other svarim say that with the mouth one can cause riv and nega. Yal pihem yihya kol riv v'chol nega. The mouth is so powerful, the power of speech can go either way. Chaim v'hamavis biyad haloshen. It can cause strife and dispute and division. It could bring to nega, it could bring to losh, it could bring to tzaraz. And on the other hand, it could lead to the greatest things. And Shmiras HaPeh, of course, is the only way, as the Svarim tell us, that one can also be careful in Shmiras HaBris, which Elul corresponds to that Shmira. Elul is the sixth month from Nisan, corresponding to Yosef, who was the sixth of the Ushpizim. Yosef HaTzadik, who was careful in this area, who was Leichem Melchemes HaYetzer, in this area of Shmiras HaBris, and Elul corresponds to Yosef. In Shvatim, Elul corresponds to God, as mentioned last week. God is the warrior, Melchemes HaYetzer. Melchemes HaYetzer, especially important by the entrances, the gates. We know that the points which the enemy tries to enter the city is, of course, by the entrance. The entrances have to be protected in order that the enemy should not enter. Elul is the month of Melchama. Elul is the month of God, the last month of the year. Elul corresponds to Ikfasa the Mashiach, the last period in history. The Melchemes HaYetzer is, of course, at its peak, especially in these inyanim, especially in this particular shmirah, in this particular pegam, at the end of time, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, this is what the Yetzer Hara puts the most effort, but the stress, the tumah in the world today is concerning these inyanim. And Elul is a month to be mesakein this, that Rav Nachman brings down in the Sefer, and Bnei Yisrael and others, that which the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hanoisein Bayom Derech. Hanoisein Bayom Derech is referring to Elul. Elul is the month to clear the Derech, to clear the road, the pathway leading towards the palace, the pathway leading to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Elul is tochen l'cha haderech, as we read in this week's parasha. Clear the road so that the one who kills inadvertently has where to run to. He's able to run to the Ir Miklat. Elul is the Miklat of time. Ki yodua, Elul is Rosh Hatevis, ino liyodai v'samti lach, the phrase that describes Ir Miklat in Parashas Mishpatim. Parsha has a similar name to this one, Shoiftim. Mishpatim we read as we enter Adar, which Adar is also a month of Miklat. Ino liyodai v'samti lach, as we mentioned last week, Ish l're'ehu matonais la'evyoinim, which is Rosh Hatevis Elul, which in Adar we actually perform those mitzvahs. Elul is the acronym for those mitzvahs, Ish l're'ehu matonais la'evyoinim. And also, Ino liyodai v'samti lach, which is in Parshas Mishpatim, concerning the Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat is mentioned here too in Parshas Shoiftim, and in fact, here's the ultimate Ir Miklat. The ultimate Ir Miklat, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, are the three cities that will be added in the Eretz Keni Knezi v'Kadmoni, in Eretz Yisrael de la Osid Lovei. V'im Yachiv Hashem Elokecha es Gevulecha, when Hashem will expand the boundaries, v'nosam lecha es kol ha'oretz, He will give you the entire land, every part of Eretz Yisrael, including Eva Hayarden and Eretz Keni Knezi v'Kadmoni. Says the pasuk, v'yosafta lecha oid shalosh orim al hashalosh oil. You should add three more cities to the three cities that have already been designated. And altogether now we have nine cities, Rashi says. Yahare Teisha, there are nine. Gimel Sheba Eva Hayardin, Gimel Sheba Eretz Kanan, the Gimel Osid Lovei. Nine Ore Miklat. This is the proof that the Rambam brings in Hilchos Melachim to those who deny the coming of Mashiach. Says the Rambam, they are denying also a detail in a mitzvah midairaisa. If you don't believe in the coming of Mashiach, you deny the mitzvah of Ir Miklat. It's not only a belief in some era that is going to occur, but it is also part of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, because it's impossible to keep to all of Taryag Mitzvahs B'Shleimas until this mitzvah is fulfilled. The mitzvah of Ir Miklat has not been completed yet, because there's the Haysafa of the three cities that have to be added in Eretz Keni Knezi V'Kadmoni La'asid Lavoi. Elul is the Miklat of time. It's the month of refuge. It's the month in which we take refuge. We're able to protect ourselves in Elul from the Goyal Hadam. The Yetzirah is chasing after us, just like the Goyal Adam chases after the Reitzeach. The Reitzeach finds refuge in the Ir Miklat. In the month of Elul, which is the month of Miklat, a Jew has the power to turn himself around. Miklat is the gematria of an Ahapoichu. This is the month in which we turn ourselves around, the month in which we do tshuva. Hanoisein Bayom Derech tells us the Sforim. Derech refers also to that Pagam, the Pagam, the Shmiras HaYisoid, which is corresponding to Chodesh Elul, the sixth month, which Yosef excelled in that Midah. Yosef was the Midah Hashishis. Elul is the Chodesh Hashishi. Derech, the Gemara says, refers to marriage. Derech is marriage. Derech Isha Mina Efes, Derech Ish, the Gemara at the beginning of Kedushin, it says, why the Mishnah says, Isha Niknes B'Sholesh Derochim and not Sholesh Devorim, because Derech is a word associated with marriage. And one who is poigame in this area, it affects the marriage, it affects his ability to find the zivug kiyadua. And Rav Nachman is merames this in the pasuk in Parshas Chayesarev by the shidduch of Eliezer with Rivka, where it talks about shidduchim for the first time. Avram says to Eliezer, v'im loy soive ha'isha loleches acharecha. So he says in this pasuk is merumas ve'imloi without the soiveh ha'isha loleches acharecha as Rosh Hatevis Elul ve'imloi loleches acharecha, and in the middle is soiveh ha'isha. You want your wife to listen to you, soiveh ha'isha. You want to find your right mate, your the proper zivig. You want that your zivig should be not kenegdoi chas v'shalom, as the Gemara says zocha nasaloi ezer loy zocha is kenegdoi. You want that there should be soiveh ha'isha, so v'imloi loleches acharecha, Rosh Hatevis Elul. Be nizhar in the shmira of Chodesh Elul. The person is misakein this inyan, this area. One is zaycha to a better marriage, one is zaycha to find his zivik, and one is zaycha that the zivik that he already has is not connected by chas v'shalom. So we see that Elul has to do with this inyan. In fact, Elul, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, is where we are preparing for our Shidduch with Hashem. Hashem is the Chosan. We are the Kala. Yom Kippur is called the Chasen, a Yom Chasu Nasai. And therefore, in Elul, a Yid has to try to guard the She'orim. Shoiftim v'shoichim titan l'chabuchol she'orecha. We befrat the mouth, which pairs b'gematria mila. Because the mouth is the key to all, either good or evil. We find in this week's parasha that the Torah introduces us to three new gifts that are given to Kohanim. In Parshas Koirach, we already learned about most of them, but these three are not there. So there's something new in Parshas Shoftim. And they are the Matanois. There's a Perek in Chulin that's named after these three Matanois. There's Zeroya, Lechayayim, and the Keva. These three go to the Kohanim. The Zeroya, the foreleg of the animal, the Lechayayim, which is the cheek, the jawbone with the tongue, and the Keva, which is the stomach. So Rashi explains, unusual for Rashi to do this, he goes into the remez of these three matonais that are given to the Kohanim that we learn here for the first time in Parshas Shoftim. And it's obvious what's bothering Rashi is why are these three matonais not mentioned before? In Parshas Koirach, where it talks about all the matonais kahuna, this is where it should have said it. Why are we talking about these three matonais over here? So Rashi tells us why. The Zeroya, he says, is keneged Pinchas, who becomes a Kohen because of what he did with the Maisa of Zimri and Cosby. And there it says, Vayikach Roimach Biyodo. He took a spear in his hand, and he went ahead, and he killed Cosby and Zimri, and he stuck the spear through their stomachs. As the Pasuk says, El Kavasa. So Rashi says here, because he used his hand, Vayikach Roimach Biyodo, as a result of that, Kohanim received the Zeroah. Zeroah Tachas Yad. L'chayayim tachas tfila. Shenema v'yamay Pinchas v'yifala. Pinchas davened. He didn't just act, but he also prayed before he acted. He prayed for success. And the keva is keneged ha'isha el kavasa. And this answers why this is first told to us here. Koirach is before Pinchas. And the story of Pinchas happened much later. The story of Pinchas happens towards the end of the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, while Pashas Koirach occurred a lot before that. So these three matonais are not mentioned in Parshas Koirach because they weren't revealed yet. It wasn't until after the Maisa of Pinchas, who becomes a Kohen, that Kohanim, because of the act of Pinchas, are zoicha to these three matonais of Zeroya, Lechayayim, and Keva. What's interesting is we find in Sefer Yetzirah, and the Arizal talks about this, and Reb Tzadok in his Svarim, every month corresponds to another organ of the body. Tamuz and Av are the eyes. Different months correspond to other parts. And Elul, it says, is the Zeroya. Elul is the arm. In our Haftorah, it says, which is the first Haftorah usually read in the Chodesh Elul, Chosaf Hashem es Zeroya Kodshoy. Hashem reveals his holy arm. Kaviyoch. You have the word Zeroya. So you have Zeroya in the Haftorah. You have Zeroya in the Parsha here. Zeroya being the first of the three Matonais Kahuna introduced to us for the first time here in Parshas Shoftim as a result of Vayikach Roimach Biyadoi. And we have, concerning God, who is the one corresponding to this Chodesh Elul, Baruch Marchiv God, says the Pasuk, Kilavi Shachein, V'toraf Zeroya Af Kotkoid, that God excelled in a particular way. The way they used to kill their enemies, that they were able to slice the arm and the head of their enemy in one slice. Zeroya Af Kotkoid. We know that the Zeroya corresponds to Tefillin Shel Yad. We put the Tefillin on the hand, on the arm. And God, as the Rosh brings down in the Halachas Ketanis, the Rosh says that God, Shevet God excelled in the mitzvah of Tefillin, and as a result, they were the warriors, because Tefillin is a shmira for Melchama. V'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikru alecha v'yaru mimeka. During a time of Melchama, we have to have a Zahirus in the mitzvah of Tefillin. God was very nizer in tefillin, gimel dalid, the shin that has three legs, and the shin that has four, that's gimel dalid. Zeroya af kodkoi, zehirus in the inyan of tefillin. Tefillin is tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. It's interesting, zeroya corresponds to ma'asa, action with the hand. We do things with our hands. Tefillin shel roish corresponds to the mind, but taitofos, which is what tefillin are referred to, Rashi and Chumash says, Taitofis means to speak, to speech, to talk, power of speech. Taitofis, Miloshan Dibur. One sees the tefillin and says he's reminded of how the miracles that Hashem did for us and he talks about them. Rashi brings down a few psukim that indicate that Taitofis mean Dibur. What does this all have to do with Elul? So again, the Sefer Yetzirah says, as we mentioned before, every month corresponds to another shayfa, that corresponds to another organ in the body, and also corresponds to another action. Like, for example, Tammuz is eyesight, Av is hearing, and Elul is ma'ase. Elul is action. This is the month of action. This is the month we have to take action. This is the month of the Zeruya. The Zeruya corresponds to action. We do things with our hands. This is the month that we have to add and increase in mitzvahs ma'asiyos, in practical, in doing mitzvahs, preparing ourselves for Yom HaDin. A person who has a court case, he sits with his lawyer, and they sit and they write down everything they could possibly think of, whatever they're going to say, what they're going to do, to prepare for his, hopefully for his acquittal. He hopes that he will be acquitted, and he will not be, chas v'shalom, convicted, and all of us are hoping for an acquittal this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So we have to prepare by doing a lot. In Chodesh Elul, this is the month of action. Vayikach roimach biyodai. Pinchas took a spear. Roimach is Reish Mem Ches, 248 to 248 mitzvahs. Maisiya, he says, out of mitzvahs of action. As many mitzvahs as we can possibly do, we try to do in Chodesh Elul. Elul is a time to increase in as many mitzvahs as possible. It's the last Chodesh. We have to chapara. You have to grab as much as possible. The last period in history, Ikvus of the Mashiach, is also a time we have to increase and do as much as we can. Every mitzvah counts, because soon we're going to enter into the era where there are no mitzvahs. Mitzvahs betelais la'asid lavai, says the Gemara in Nida. There are no mitzvahs in the future. In the future, there won't be the challenges that we have today. There's no Yetzahara. Everything we'll be doing by instinct, it'll come natural to us to do the Ratzon Hashem. Right now is the Ikar, the Nisyonos, now is the Ikar of Ma'aseh. Hayoyim la'asoysam ksiv. U'lamochar la'kabal scharim. Now is the time for Ma'aseh. And especially Elul, when we come to the end of the year, the way to prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for Yoyim Teruah, is by increasing in mitzvahs ma'asiyos. And that's what the Zeruya is merames to. The Zeruya is also merames to Melchama. Zeruya netuya, Rashi tells us in Chumash that whatever it says, Zeruya netuya, is referring to the sword of Makas Bechayros, Cherev of Makas Bechayros, as we say in the Haggadah, V'hazeruya netuya zu ha-cherev. Oid yadne netuya al Yerushalayim. So Zeruya netuya is Melchama. This is the month of battle. We are battling the Yetzahara. We battle, like by God it says, Tarav Zeruya avkod koid. And the way we battle the Yetzahara is by increasing and doing mitzvahs ma'asiyos, actual practical mitzvahs, not like those who say, Rachmana liba boy, I have a Jewish heart and that's enough. My heart is Jewish. It's not enough. It's not enough that the heart should be Jewish. We have to do what it says, not just to think and to. It's not just the emotions, but it's Yadua that many have difficulty with this. As a result, unfortunately, of what went on in the last few hundred years, with all the isms and all the different movements that have erupted, that practical mitzvahs ma'asiyos were done away with. That's not important, that's just rituals, as they call them. Rituals, the ikkar is what you're thinking, the ikkar is the emotions, the ikkar is that you have a Jewish heart. Of course, it's very important to have a Jewish heart, but without mitzvahs ma'asiyos, you're lacking in the main portion of Judaism. Ma'amaaseh hu ha'ikkar, says the Mishnah. Lo ha'medrash ikkar ela ha'maaseh. Ma'aseh b'poil. And Elul is the month of ma'aseh. The month of action, the month of Zeruya, which is corresponding to the Torah of Zeruya of Kodkoid. And then we come to the next of the three matanois that were introduced to the Kohanim in this week's parasha, is the L'chayayim. L'chayayim, an interesting word. L'chayayim means either cheeks, cheekbone, jawbone, and Rashi adds not only that, but with the tongue. L'chayayim, he says, im haloshoin, with the tongue. And he explains, Tachas tfila shenema vayamayt Pinchas vayefalel. Pinchas davens to Hashem as he takes the spear, vayikach remach biyode, which is what the Zeruya corresponds to. He also davens, and as a result of his tfila, he's successful in killing Zimri and Cosby and being mekanei kinas Hashem, and ending the mageifa, resulting in hinini noisein vayes berisi sholeim. Bris sholeim. Berisi sholeim. That's what Pinchas accomplishes. Pinchas, who's Mizarei Shel Yosef, Pinchas, who's a descendant of Yosef on his mother's side, who goes to Midian to battle, to take revenge for that which Midian did to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, who was the epitome of Shmiras HaBris, the Maisa of Zimri and Cosby is the hepech of that. Pinchas rectifies this with his act of Ayikach Remach Biyodai,
and Vayamay Pinchas Vayefalel. And here in Parshas Shoiftim, which is the first Shabbos in Elul, the Chodesh Hashishi, corresponding to the Sfira Hashishis, Tamidas HaYasayid, we learn about the three Matanos of Kahuna, of Zeroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. But Davka V'Lechayayim, which L'Chayayim means cheekbone, together with the tongue, it's called L'Chayayim. L'Chayayim, basically L'Chayayim is the same letters as L'Chayayim. HaChayim V'Hamoviz B'Yad HaLoshayim. It's a clear remez from the Torah that the power of speech is what gives us life. When the speech is tainted, when we don't speak properly, when we say the wrong things, we're not malamed schus on others, we are malshin on others, we gossip, we talk in the middle of davening, whatever it may be, we say nivul peh, anything, everyone knows, whatever it is that we don't say correctly, we don't talk the way a yid is supposed to. We are poigim in this bris, we are poigim in the loshon, and we are chas v'shalom risking our lives. Hachayim v'hamoves b'yad haloshon is a pasuk in Mishlei. The loshon, the part of the meat, the part of the animal that is given to the kohen, because of what Pinchas did, vayamay Pinchas vayefalel, corresponds to shmiras hapeh, and that's why in this parasha we read over and over again about all the leaders of Klal Yisrael, whether it's the shoiftim, the melachim, the neviim, the kohanim, the navi, all of them had to speak. In order for them to be leaders, they had to speak. Al pi ha-toyra asher yoyrucha, al pi hem yihya kol riv v'chol noga. Because they had shmiras ha-peh, they were able to lead Klal Yisrael. As it says concerning the melech, ba'asher dvar melech shulten. A melech has to be able to talk. Obviously, if he can't talk, he can't rule. A melech speaks. He gives over his dictates, he tells what to do. A melech has to be able to speak. Malchus peh, as it says in Pasach Eliyahu, Malchus peh, Torah Shabbal peh. Man malki rabbonon, chachamim, those who teach us Torah Shabbal peh have to be able to speak. It says concerning Shevet Levi, well, Levi Omar, tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha, yoyru mishpatecha li'yakoy v'seiroscha li'yisrael. They're the ones who are going to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. The teachers of Klal Yisrael obviously have to be able to speak. It's very hard for a mute person or for someone who doesn't know how to talk to be able to speak, to be able to teach. So as we enter the month of Elul, the Torah is teaching us, the Torah is talking to us about setting up Shoiftim by our Sha'orim, protecting the gateways, protecting all the entrances to our body, particularly the mouth, and being very careful what we say, what comes out of the mouth. The Haftorah that we read this week, therefore, is Merame, is the inyan of Chosaf Hashem as Zeroya Kodshoi. If we are careful, if we increase in mitzvahs ma'asiyos, which is what the Zeroya is Merame, so the Zeroya, the hand, is the remes to ma'asa, the tefillin shal yad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his arm. Chosaf Hashem as Zeroya Kodshoi. This is a pasuk concerning the Geula. At the time of the Geula, it says Hashem will reveal his might. And this is a haftarah that we read in Elul. Elul, which is the chaydish of tshuva, the last month of the year, the chaydish of Anila doidi v'doidi li, v'lokachti eschem li lo'am, this is the chaydish in which every haftarah that we read in the month of Elul is about Geula and about Binyan Yerushalayim. And this one, as we read, Uri, Uri, Livshi, Uzeich, Tzioin, Livshi, Bigdei, Sefartech, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Hisna'ari me'ofar kumi, Shevi Yerushalayim. Wake up. Get up, all the captives, Yerushalayim, which is in captivity, will rise. Pitzchu ranenu yachdov chorvois Yerushalayim, ki nicham Hashem amoy goal Yerushalayim. Over and over again. The binyan of Yerushalayim, the Navi Chagai, as we mentioned last week, there's a minhag brought down in the Benish Tafachayim brings down, right at the beginning of the halachas of Chodesh Elul, that we should read the first parak of Chagai, Rosh Chodesh Elul, either tomorrow or Friday, where the Navi speaks about the Nevuah that he received on Rosh Chodesh Elul, on the Yom Echad L'Chodesh Hashishi, which is tonight, tomorrow, Friday, and where he's told to tell Klal Yisrael to go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to rebuild Yerushalayim. And in fact, the first rebuilding began in the month of Elul, and that's the pasuk in Nehemiah. In Nehemiah it says that on Chav Dalet Elul they began building the churvis of Yerushalayim, and they began building on Chav Hei. In a different pasuk it says they began building the churva of Yerushalayim and of the Beis Hamikdash. Elul is the month of Binyan. Elul is the month in which all the churbanos, everything that was destroyed is restored. Because in Elul, we are rebuilding ourselves. Elul, we are waking up. And we are preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov of wake up. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is that we don't sleep by day. You could sleep by night. But by day, we don't sleep. The Yerushalmi says that a person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah will have a sleepy year. Man de domich berei shata, domich mazlei. Why is it so terrible for a person to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? What is so bad about it? On Shabbos, in fact, it's a minhag to sleep. Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, Shina b'Shabbos Ta'anug. This year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Question is, how are we going to fulfill that this year? Yom Tov, certainly, there's an inyan of Einig Yom Tov, Einig Shabbos, to sleep, to rest. Yet Rosh Hashanah, the stress in the Paiskim is that we should not sleep on Rosh Hashanah. And the answer is simple, because the whole Yom Tov is the Trua. Yom Teruah Yihi Elohem. Teruah, Isis Ta'ura. The Shofar says, Uru Yishenim Mitardei Maschem. The whole purpose of the Shofar is to wake us up. The Shofar reminds us of Tchias HaMesim. By Tchias HaMesim, it also uses the word Shofar. One of the 10 reasons that Rav Sadia Goin brings down that we're supposed to have in mind when we hear the Shofar is that we believe in Tchias HaMesim. That the dead will wake up. Hashem will blow the Shofar. You talk about Shofar Gadol and the dead will awaken. Resurrection of the dead will take place through the Shofar Gadol. So Shofar has the power even to wake up the dead. So certainly we don't go to sleep, because sleeping is 1/60th of death. One who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, that negates the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to stay awake. The whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to wake up. Wake up from the Havlei Hazman. So how could one sleep on Rosh Hashanah? And therefore the Haftorah over and over again stresses this concept of Uri, Uri, Hisna'ari, over and over again, because we are now waking up. Whether we were sleeping till now, whether we woke up already Chamisha Asa Ba'av, if we didn't, we have an opportunity to wake up now. Some people don't, they wake up a little later. Rosh Hashanah, hopefully everyone is already awake. If not then, they hopefully by Yom Kippur they're awake. But now is certainly an opportune time for us to all wake up. Wake up, and as they say, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and see what's going on. Wake up, and we have to study ourselves. We have to look at ourselves. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titan l'cha. Judge yourself. That's what the pasuk says. Don't judge others. We have a habit, at least I have a habit, to judge others. It's always the other person. He did this, she did that. It's not us, of course. It's them. They're doing the wrong things. So the Mishnah says, no, the Hevedonis kol ha'adam l'kav s'chus. Everyone else you have to judge favorably. Yourself not, yes. Everyone else taka l'kav s'chus. Yourself, shoiftim v'shoitrim titan l'cha. Judge yourself. Ti titan l'cha. B'chol sho'arecha. A person has to be much more serious with himself, judgmental about himself than about others. By others, a person has to look for as much s'chus as possible. And in that s'chus, that we are melamed tzchus on everyone else, in Shomayim they're going to be melamed tzchus on us. As the Baal Shem Tov says, based on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, the Baal Shem Tov says, the way we judge others is the way we're going to be judged. If we're harsh on other people, then how do we why should we expect that in Shomayim they should have pity on us when we're so harsh on everyone else? And people have that tendency, that they're harsh on others, they're very critical when it comes to other people, yet when it comes to themselves, of course, they're perfect. It's the other person that's no good. Or the other group that's no good. My group is perfect. My shul is perfect. That one is not. Shoiftim v'shoichim titan l'cha b'chol sho'arecha. You want to judge anyone, says the person, judge yourself. Soim tasim olecha melech. Rule yourself. Become a melech over yourself, the pasuk says. Tasim olecha melech. A yid has to work in this month on himself that he should become a melech over all his eivorim. He should become a melech over his yetzahara rather than his yetzahara be his melech. As the pasuk says, the Yetzirah is referred to, as it says in Koheles, as Melech Zokein Uksil. The Yetzirah is the old foolish king. The Yetzirah Tov is not called a Melech. The Yetzirah Tov is called a Yeled Chacham Umiskein. Toiv Yeled Chacham Umiskein, Melech Zokein Uksil, says Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles. That the wise poor child is greater than the old foolish king. What does he mean? So it says the Medrash in Koheles, Yelet Chochem Umiskein is the Yetzer Toy. Why is he called Yelet? Because he's much younger than the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah enters the person when he's born. Mishanin al-Botzeis mimei imoi. while the Yetzer Tov doesn't enter the body fully until a person becomes bar mitzvah, as it says in Medrash Koheles. So the Yetzer Hara has a 13-year head start. So the Yetzer Hara is referred to as a zokain, while the Yetzer Tov is a yelid. The Yetzer Hara is a melech, because unfortunately the Yetzer Hara rules. Most of us, a lot of times at least, we give in to the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara rules. And the Yetzer Hara is a ksil, because what he's telling us to do is foolish. So he's a ksil. Ksil is a fool. We just don't look at it that way. While the Yetzer Tov is a chacham, whatever he tells us to do is the proper thing. But he's a miskeim. I mean, he's poor. He's not. No one listens to him. He doesn't have any rulership qualities. He's not a ruler. He doesn't rule. And he's a yeled. He's young. In contrast to the Yetzer Hara, who's much older. So therefore, most of us believe that, you know, the Yetzer Hara, you have to have respect for. Pnei zaken, pnei sefer tokim, v'hadat pnei zaken. Tov yeled chacham miskeim melech zaken uksil. In Elul, when we're fighting the Yetzer Hara, the Pasuk tells us here in this week's parashas, Tosim Olecha Melech. You be your own Melech. Rule yourself. Rule your Yetzer Hara. Allow your Yetzer Tov to rule, rather than your Yetzer Hara. That's what we're doing in the month of Elul. In the month of Elul, we are accepting upon ourselves the leadership of the Torah, Shoiftim V'Shoitrim, Melech, Navi, all the leaders that I mentioned in this week's parashas that are all supposed to be guiding us to the ultimate, what the Pasuk says here, Tomim Tihyeh Em Hashem Aleikecha. Today's portion of Chumash between Revi and Chamishi, today, which was Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Katan, the day that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm willing to accept Klal Yisrael again and go up tomorrow to receive the second Luchas. Choftes Av was the day that we were Rutzel Lefnei Hashem. That's why it's Yom Kippur Katan. And in today's portion of Chumash, we speak about not going to the Oivais and the Yedainim and the Dorish Al HaMesim and so on. And the Pasuk ends off, Tomim Tihyeh Em Hashem Aleikecha. That's the goal. The goal is Tmimus. The goal is to be complete, to be naive, sort of, to be a Tomim. Not to worry about the future, not to go to the sorcerers and the fortune tellers and the gypsies and all those mentioned in the Pesukim that they were so into. Everyone wanted to know what's going to happen next week, what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be in 2 years from now, what's going to be in 10 years from now. Tomim Tihyeh Hashem Aleikecha. Rashi says, Tachkar Achar Hasidois. Don't worry about the future. Whatever happens, happens. Kabel B'Tmimus V'Oz Tihyeh Imayu L'Chelkoi. Tmimus. Just as during the 7 weeks of Sfira, it says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus Tihyeh, and we work on the Midah of Tmimus. Now, in these weeks, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we work on Tomim Tihyeh Em Hashem Aleikecha, on the Inyan of Tmimus. And the goal is, of course, to come Rosh Hashanah, that we're awake already. We're awake. We don't look sleepy. Usually when someone wakes up, you can tell for the first 2-3 hours that he just woke up. Unless he knows how to wash himself well in the morning, and commonly they're looking real fresh. Elul is the month to refresh ourselves. So when we get to Shul on Rosh Hashanah, we look awake already. We're not sleepy anymore. We woke up. We got up much earlier than the time that we had to, because we got up a month before Rosh Hashanah, and we are ready to receive the brachas of Hashem. We're ready to be Mekabel Oil Malchusay. The whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to proclaim Hashem as King. Saim Tosim Alecha Melech. We proclaim that Hashem is the King of the world. The Shofar, of course, reminds us of the trumpets that they used to blow in front when the King was coronated. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the coronation of the King, the day that Hashem became King, when He created Adam Rishon, which was the first Rosh Hashanah. And Adam Rishon proclaims Hashem as King to the entire world. Hashem Malach Geiz Lovesh. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, accepting Hashem as King. Oil Malchus Shamayim. And every day of Elul, we prepare for that with the shofar that we hear after every shacharis, and according to many have the minhag even after Ma'ariv. Some kehilos, as it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that used to blow after Ma'ariv too. And the shofar of Elul prepares us for the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, especially for this coming year of Tavshin Ayin, Teisha, Tavshin Ayin, which is the year that begins with Shabbos, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. You talk about the shofar Gadol. The shofar Gadol, of course, is the shofar that Hashem is going to blow, which is the right horn, the shofar that Hashem will blow to wake up the dead, the shofar that Hashem will blow to usher in the Messianic era, the shofar Gadol that this year was zoicha to hear, because this year we're not going to blow shofar, because it's Shabbos, as the Sfarim say, when it's Shabbos, Hashem Himself blows the shofar. Hashem is the Baal Tekeya. So this year, the Baal Tekeya will be Hashem Himself. We should be zoicha taka to adhere to the Koil shofar. You talk about shofar Gadol, the Baal Ha'ivdim, the Eretz Asher, all the Ha'ivdim, all those who are lost. Elul is the last month of the year, the month of Hashavas Aveda, the month of Tshuva, which the concept of Tshuva is Hashavas Aveda, returning all the lost neshamas, all the lost sparks return to their roots. Yitok abeshoi fagod lebo ha'oivdim, v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh, b'Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim ha'shleima, Eretz Yisrael ha'shleima, v'vies Mashiach tzidkenu, that by the time Tavshin Ayin rolls around, we should already be there, and we should hear the shofar, m'piv shel Mashiach tzidkenu.